Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. My topic today is whether or not our federal government has gotten too big and is out of control. For those of you who do not believe that, I believe that I have some facts that will convince you that our federal government is too big and is way out of control. For years, I have supported a nonprofit organization called Judicial Watch. It has filed numerous lawsuits after requesting Freedom of Information unclassified documents. Those requests have gone unanswered, and so Judicial Watch has decided to challenge this huge government of ours through the court system. We all know about the Internal Revenue Service and its campaign against conservative organizations and the failure of the lead person at IRS, Lois Lerner, to testify before Congress. In the Obama administration's failure to respond to a Freedom of Information Act request by Judicial Watch, this administration is still in full Stonewall mode on Benghazi. Documents uncovered by this organization show that the Obama administration is withholding key emails about the attack on the U.S. consulate. While getting some documents, which included emails, they were heavily redacted. For example, Judicial Watch has been after the name of the CIA official who distributed those inaccurate talking points that were delivered by Susan Rice. Some have said that President Obama has decided to run Washington the way government is run in Chicago. In the President's State of the Union address in January, he said, "America will not stand still, neither will I. So whenever and wherever I can take steps without legislation to expand opportunity for more American families, that's what I'm going to do." Remember his threat at a cabinet meeting? He said, "I have a pen and I have a phone," saying that he would not wait for Congress to act. Our president has implemented amnesty for illegal aliens by executive fiat. On January 16, 2013, the president signed 23 executive orders, which were selected to poke holes in the Second Amendment. I leave you with a point to ponder. I believe that not only has our government become too big, but there is more corruption and lawlessness in the last 5 years in this great capital of ours. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.